Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm taking a look back at 2016. Today, we're looking at the final quarter of 2016, October, November, and December. The Farmers Electric Cooperative in Kelowna partnered with Iowa Wind and Solar to engineer, finance, and construct a new solar array. The new array consists of 2,880 panels and will provide 950.4 kilowatts of energy per year. The total amount of solar energy provided by the new existing arrays will be nearly 2 megawatts, the most in the state of Iowa, and will be able to provide enough energy to power 200 homes for a year. The installation began October 3rd, and work was streamed live online. After years of fundraising and over a year of construction, the Washington Area Performing Arts and Events Center opened its doors for the first show October 9th. The auditorium cost over $7 million. In October, a record amount of unwanted medication was turned over to authorities in Washington. Chief Deputy Jared Schneider tells KCII News, usually they pick up under 30 pounds of pills in Washington during their drug take-back events, but they took in 74.5 pounds of pills. The anonymous safe disposal of prescription drugs was held with the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the Washington Police Department, the Drug Enforcement Agency, and the Washington County Safe Coalition. Mass at St. James in Washington was led by Bishop Amos October 28th. The bishop was there to celebrate 150 years of Catholic education in Washington. Bishop Amos blessed the school doors and the classrooms while students assisted and observed. In October, several KCII area athletes raced at the state cross-country meet. The Mid Prairie boys team claimed the Class 2A state championship. Also, Anna Hostetler won the Class 2A girls race, and Marie Hostetler was the runner-up. Claire Horak ran for Washington and placed 21st. In addition, Levi Geyer of Iowa Mennonite School, Turner Klein of Keota, and Gavin Benzie of Winfield Mount Union ran in the Class 1A boys race. Incumbents were re-elected in Washington County November 8th. All three of the seats on the Washington County Board of Supervisors were won by the incumbent Republicans. As heard live on KCII from the Washington County Courthouse, Stan Stoops, Bob Yoder, and Jack Seward Jr. won. House District 78 had incumbent Jared Klein. Dave Heaton won House District 84. Senate District 42 was won by incumbent Democrat Rich Taylor. In November, one vote broke a tie for the city of Mount Union to unincorporate. When votes were tabulated for the general election, the measure to unincorporate the city of Mount Union sat at 31-31. The next morning, Mayor John Merrick was notified by the Henry County Auditor there was one outstanding absentee ballot. When it was opened, it broke the tie, and the measure officially passed. November 16th, nearly $800,000 was distributed to 30 grants by the Washington County Riverboat Foundation. The largest grant was $100,000 to the City of Kelowna for exercise equipment for their new community center. In November, selected high school musicians traveled to Ames to take part in the All-State Music Festival. Washington's Gwen Flannery played oboe for the All-State Orchestra. Kaya Zidane was selected to play violin. She's a student in Mid Prairie's homeschool program. Sigourney sent Riley Shetler to sing in the 600-member choir as a second soprano. Sean Showers was appointed by Governor Terry Branstad to the 8A Judicial District Bench the day before Thanksgiving. The district includes Washington, Keokuk, and 8 other counties. The Washington County Board of Supervisors went on to hold interviews for a new county attorney in December and plan to announce the new county attorney January 17th. At a December meeting, the Highland School Board discussed Ainsworth Elementary and whether or not they would close the school after this year. Superintendent Chris Armstrong said he's been gathering data regarding the costs involved with running the school, including building costs and cost per student. They'll also collect surveys from community members. The board is scheduled to make a decision on whether or not they'll keep the school open by February 1st. On December 4th, two Columbus Junction men went to the Johnson County Jail on multiple charges, including kidnapping. 22-year-old Antonio Aguilar and 19-year-old Angel Rodriguez were arrested in Iowa City, both charged with first-degree robbery and second-degree kidnapping. Aguilar is also charged with operating while intoxicated and driving while license barred. According to the Iowa City Police Department, a woman accepted a ride from Aguilar and Rodriguez. After a short time, one of the men pointed a handgun at her and demanded money. She complied, and the suspect stole cash and property. She escaped with minor injuries by opening the car door and jumping out of the moving vehicle, after which they drove off. The police responded to a call from the woman just after 5:30 a.m. While giving her report, a vehicle matching the description drove by officers who initiated a traffic stop. Evidence of the robbery, including the handgun, was found in the vehicle. December 19th, smoke filled downtown Riverside while firefighters from five departments worked to extinguish flames. According to the Washington County Sheriff's Office, the fire was reported at 8 p.m. and there is one person with injuries. The fire was in a brick building at 40 West 1st Street. 52-year-old Tracy Lynn Williams of Kelowna was transported from the scene by Washington County ambulance personnel to the University of Iowa, but was later pronounced dead. Additionally, a firefighter was transported by ambulance to the University Hospital for injuries sustained in a fall. As heard live on KCII from the scene, crews battled the fire in freezing temperatures. Riverside, Ainsworth, Kelowna, Hills, and Lone Tree Fire Departments responded to the scene, as well as Riverside Rescue, Washington County Ambulance, Alliant Energy, the State Fire Marshal, and Washington County Sheriff's personnel. The Washington County Engineer's Office announced in December that the county is receiving a $500,000 grant for improvements to Riverside Road. The funds will go to safety improvements on Riverside Road from Spruce Avenue to Riverside. Work will include adding paved shoulders with rumble strips and widening the pavement. The project is scheduled to begin in 2018. Over 100 babies are born each year at Washington County Hospital and clinics on average, and 2016 was no exception. Amy Vetter, WCHC Marketing Director, tells KCII News that 127 babies were born at the county hospital in 2016. This is slightly below the average of 135 born per year. Vetter adds, over the past 5 years, there's been a total of 679 babies born at WCHC. That's been today's Washington Page, taking a look back at the final quarter of 2016. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.